Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello guys, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. I'm talking very calmly and very slowly because I have a big headache and I woke up and it's Monday morning and it's beautiful morning. Actually, it's quite beautiful. I can see the skies, it's blue, it's just, today's the air is just giving positive energy and I'm manifesting that for all of you guys. Anyways, I hope you guys had a nice weekend. Let's do a recap what happened. Kaduna buy and sell. I don't know if you guys were able to go, if anybody went. I personally couldn't. I had a busy weekend. But yeah, it happened on Saturday and Sunday, 4th and 5th. Also on 5th, at Fasaha Cafe, there was this acoustic night, the acoustic day, something like that. Talking about all of that, I'm very happy to announce to you guys that I opened a page called the KD Bulletin. Whoop, whoop. So the KD Bulletin is going to be this Instagram page where I'm going to be sharing with you guys upcoming events happening in Kaduna, so you don't have to miss it. So you will not miss it. I feel like that's one thing that we didn't have. Because the thing is, there are some events that I would have really loved to attend and then I would find out later that happened. There was no place for me to go and get news. And that's actually what motivated me to open the Kaduna Bulletin, or the KD Bulletin, the_THE_KD_Bulletin. And it's doing really nice. It's very chill. I like that. There were lots of events. Actually, this November, there are a lot of events happening in Kaduna. So the KD Bulletin is your dedicated information hub where we curate the latest and most exciting creative events taking place in Kaduna. I'm so excited because I don't know, it's something about you starting something and then all of a sudden you're seeing a lot of things, like the universe is helping you to your goal. Because I knew about some events before I actually started the KD Bulletin, before I decided to put my energy into the KD Bulletin. But as soon as I started putting my energy into the KD Bulletin, I started knowing some new events like coming my way and I'm like, oh okay, this is nice. It's nice to see the universe helping me for once. But yeah, I have really exciting plans for the KD Bulletin. For now, I'm just posting events that I come across, events that I know are happening, but it's going to be something much more in the very, very soonest future. Is that the talk? Very early future. Anyways, you understand, in the closest future to us. And that's my plan for the KD Bulletin. So if you're not already following, if you live in Kaduna or if you live in Abuja or wherever and you would like to be abreast of exciting, you know, developments happening in Kaduna, then please follow the page. At first I was going to be like, okay, Kaduna people only, but the truth of the matter is there are actually so much exciting events happening in Kaduna. And for some events, what I noticed is that it might happen in a region and not every other state. So something might happen in Kaduna but not happen, like that opportunity might not be open to other people, let's say in Kano or even Abuja. But if you are opportuned to be able to come into Kaduna for the event, you would gain a lot. So that's why I'm opening this for everybody, follow please, because there's this event coming up in November. I'm going to post about it and I don't know if it's going to happen any other place. You know, I noticed that there's some targeted social events that happen like in a certain place, like it'll be like okay in Abuja but it won't come to Kano, for example, or it won't, the other event will not be open to people in Kaduna, for example. I totally forgot, but Dr. Zakirnek was in Kaduna yesterday. There was an event and I totally forgot about it, but I don't know if it's going to be available, if maybe he's going to do another one in, let's say, Kano or I don't know, Abuja or any other place, you know. So if you're into stuff like that and if you're the kind of person that wouldn't mind like traveling over, then yeah, you should follow the KD Bulletin to keep abreast of the situation. Oh, sorry, he wasn't in Kaduna, just his life in Nigeria. So we don't even know where he was. So you see, he might just come to one place, or like a public speaker or somebody might just come to one particular place and not go anywhere else. And yeah, if you at least had the information that he was going to be in a certain place and you could afford to go there, then I guess you would. So I'm going to be posting. I'm so excited. Oh my god, I'm so, it's been a while since I had something to ginger me like this, and so I'm so excited. So yeah, let's work together to make the Kiddie Bulletin something great. Secondly, we're coming to the end of the year. Me personally, I'm very happy, just because I feel like this year I haven't really had any major health issues, and for that I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for that. I'm in a very pessimistic mood or pessimistic vibe, so I'm just holding my breath, because the end of the year have not ended yet. But alhamdulillah, because I think sometime around December last year, I was admitted and was very, 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 very serious. It was life-threatening, and I went out to have an accident in January, and it wasn't, like, the beginning of the year was not, it was not smooth sailing for me. So I hope that this year goes smoothly. Let's see. Like I was saying about events, there are lots of events happening in KD coming up, and Countdown. Me personally, I've never attended the Countdown. My friend yesterday suggested that we go to Countdown. We do like a collaboration. She has just amazing aromatic teas. She sells teas, and they're just so beautiful and so divine. And I feel like you guys, if we do end up going, I know she would go. She sounded very certain. But if we do end up going, if I do end up going, or if you do end up going to for the Countdown, should there be one, I would seriously recommend her teas to you. You guys should try out her tea and let me know what you think. My favorite blend is the Agualuma tea. I know, right? When I said Agualuma, your mind is like, what? But yeah. Her page is Mema's Cup of Wonders. And you guys should try it out. She has really nice teas. And so we are thinking of doing a collaboration. I don't know if you know this, but I bake the most amazing cakes. Yummy, yummy cakes. So we might do that. I don't know if... like I was telling her, I don't know if the people I live with are going to be down with that. But yeah, I think I'm going to go for Countdown. Last year, quite a lot of people were like, oh, it was so shit. Like, they regretted going. It was just, like, noisy and full and whatever. But yeah, you know, this is what it is. So that is going to happen in December. There's also something else. For lawyers, we have the end of the year, shall I call it a ball, dinner. Yeah, it's more like a dinner, and I'm excited for that. I love stuff like that because I can just like fashion out. There are enough places where I can just fashion out, so when events like that come up, I'm just always so excited, because yeah, I'm already thinking my dress, my veil, my shoes. Oh my god, yes. I love fashion, if you can't already tell. I grew up watching E and Style Network and everything. And if you're looking for a stylist, see, I have the fashion eye. You know, I just know what goes. And so I'm excited for that. So if you're a lawyer listening to this and you are resident in Kaduna, or you come into Kaduna, you want to go for the dinner, you can buy tickets and stuff. I think they will soon start selling tickets if they haven't already. And it's very nice. Like, the first time I went for, like, law dinner, I don't know why I expected it to be Raz. Oh, my God. I was just... not Raz, but I was just like, ugh. Like... what is this? But then when I actually went, I was pleasantly surprised, because it was really, 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 really nice. Like, really nice. Also, if you want to fashion out and you want to have access, I don't know, I think I might have a ticket for one person. But you have to like bring it. When I say bring it, I mean like bring it. Fashion wise, the only thing is, when I went to the dinner, I was a bit disappointed because I saw some people in kaftan and whatnot. A part of me was disappointed, because why are you in a kaftan? It's a dinner, it's a formal dinner. You're supposed to wear your formal attires. I had dresses on, people had dresses on, you know, but somebody's there in the kaftan. And while a part of me is like, oh, you're supposed to wear a suit and whatnot, where's your bow tie and stuff? Yeah, another part of me is like, I mean, to be honest, expectations of wearing a bow tie, and that is just colonialism. There's always going to be a part of me that always going to fight the patriarchy and fight the colonialism spirit, because why am I expecting people to come with suits when our indigenous clothes is some kaftan and some agbada and stuff? But honestly, like, even if you're going to wear a kaftan, wear your paprika very well, like, dress up. So I don't mind, like, if you want to wear a kaftan for a dinner, don't just wear like two-piece are becoming. Wear your babang riga, wear a nice cover shoe, wear a nice cap. Like, if you're going to put, like, if you're going to come, just come properly. Kaftan. You're just wearing kaftan, two-piece, shallow kameez and trousers. Dress properly. Like, come there and just be like, wow. Command some. There's a kind of pizzazz that you command when you just appear. You know, just shock everybody. I'm gesticulating. I wish this was visual so you can see my ginger. And if you're going to, like, wear your agbada, wear your baburiga, wear a nice shoe, you know, with a nice cap, if you want to throw in a walking stick for, like, charisma. Yeah, but not come in and be dressing so mid. But anyways, my way is to judge and just shut up. So, yeah, I'm so excited for that. And then there's going to be a kind of, you know, people who went to Metador, something like that. I feel like Kaduna is always about buying and selling and small chops and clothing and stuff like that. We always do that. So I don't know if you guys are happy to know this, but there's going to be one such event in December, 3rd of December. Yeah. So if you want to know more, there's some like career stuff and job stuff and stuff. Oh, if you want to know, it's not just about chilling and stuff. If you want to know more, please follow the KD Bulletin and keep yourself abreast with popping events coming up to you in KD. So I know that the end of the year hasn't really, like, it's still November, which is beginning of the end of the year, if that makes any sense. But one thing I want to talk about today is just dedication to oneself and planning and projects and stuff like that. I know the end of the year is soon upon us, and we all have had things that we had set our minds to in the previous year that we may or may not have been able to do. We've had things that we've set our mind to that we might have been able to do. All in all, the determining factor. Sometimes, I know that some things are not in your power, because that's personally what happened to me. Some things are not in your power. You've set your mind up for something, or you set your mind up to something, and you do it, and it doesn't work out. That happens. And, you know, sometimes you just let it go. I feel like the more I grow old, like with age and stuff and wisdom, I just come to realize that you never let things just go. The more you grow older, God are those days that you'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna leave it to the universe. Like, no, you have to plan and stuff like that. I'm saying this early on because I find that a lot of people would just be like, oh, manifest stuff, and never, like, follow up with their manifestations. To manifest stuff, you can't just manifest stuff alone. You have to actually sit down to plan. You need a drawing board and table. Like, see, those people that you see, that people will be like, oh, wait, no, yeah, it's not the nudging, which means, like, they are overly ambitious or, like, they are persistent. It's not about being persistent. It's because they have a goal and they set themselves up to achieve those goals. That's what I've come to realize. If you need to get a board and a marker and, like, do a trajectory plan, okay, this is where I want to be by this, this is where I want to do, this is this and that, then, my dear, that's what you need to do. If you need to get a book and, like, write everything down and everything, then that's what you need to do. For me, in my personal life, like, when I set myself up to, like, plan stuff, whether it's like, okay, this week I'm going to do podcasts, I'm going to put out content and stuff like that, there are apps I use that make me, that hold me to account. So I have this app that structures everything, like planning. I don't like the, you know, the calendar in Apple. I feel like it's very useless because I don't understand it. It doesn't help me plan myself, like, okay, this time to this time. I don't get it. Honestly, I feel like it's quite a useless app. So I go for this other app that I use. If you're interested, you can DM me, I'll send it to you. It's not a sponsored podcast, so I'm not about to give them free marketing. But it's actually a good app. And it structures everything out for me, like, by this time to this time. I'm that kind of person. Now, whether you want to call me persistent or natchy or whatever, that's your business. But it has worked for me. And it stays working for me. And what I try to do, in as much as you want to plan about, oh, this year, I'm letting people go, I'm cutting people out. See, the more you grow older, that's not the goal to have. I'm sorry, like,
see, there are bills to pay. Your plan should be, okay, this year I need to get a raise, I need to put out projects, I need to put out content. This is my plan for the end of December 2024 to have this in my coffers, my profit margin. That's what you need to be talking about. But except you're like a teenager to maybe like 22, then you can be talking about, oh, I'm going to cut people off. But like once you eat that 23, sister, please, your New Year resolution should not be about that. Even if you want to cut people off, we don't need to hear about it. What we need to hear about is, okay, I'm starting this brand, and this is my plan, or okay, I'm going to get a new job, or I'm going to work towards a raise, or I'm going to do like help your life, or I'm going to make this, I'm going to travel. Like, do you get is let's step up, is what I'm trying to say. Honestly, I feel like we just need to step up and we need to do better for ourselves. And another thing I want to say is that we need to motivate each other. See, but I get how like everybody's busy, and don't kill yourself. Me, another thing I've learned this year is people would not rate you as much as you rate them. And I'm talking about friendships. Sometimes, like, you have this person on this high pedestal as your friend or whatever, and the energy might not be reciprocated, or you might find out that it's only you that is giving in, putting in the energy, and that's okay. Just move. But at the end of the day, but we people that do reciprocate energy, I feel like if you need to carry everybody along. You guys remember that podcast I did with Fatima, and we were talking about how like your friend group should keep you accountable, your friend group should challenge you and motivate you. It shouldn't be a place where, it shouldn't be a group where it's like air conversations and one person is doing well, and like, just help yourself. That's the only way we go together, because yeah, you just have to do that for yourself. I feel like it's just something that it says a lot. And it's not really nice for one person to be left behind. So those are the things. But as soon as like December is coming again, like I'm saying, December is coming, and we're going to still start planning resolutions and planning, oh, this is this, and I'm going to do this, and this year is this. I just want you to put in mind your career goals, your relationship goals, your emotional goals, and you as a person. It shouldn't just be one side, oh, I'm going to cut people off, I'm not going to take shit. So what's going to happen about your goals and like your ambition and stuff like that? You have to make room for everything to be a full-rounded human being. You have to carry everything along as well. So let's not get lost in the source of social media or like emotional squabble. Sister, we got bills to pay, flights to catch, things to buy. You know, so yeah, put all that into account as well, and don't get lost in the sauce. Also, back to events and whatnot, this weekend was the polo match, and I am surprised and gladly surprised, if I can say that, because quite a number of people went to the polo match, and it was really nice to see. Although I only saw, because okay, I know one person who actually went. I couldn't go, like I said, I had a very busy weekend, but I knew one person who went, or two people actually, and it was quite nice. According to them, the vibe was nice and everything. And I was able to see those things from my KD Bulletin page, because as well there were a lot of vendors and whatnot at the event. And yeah, that's something I think I want to dabble in. I don't know, it's not emotional resolution, it's more like extracurricular resolution. One thing I want to do in the coming year is to get active hobbies. Growing up, you know, you have hobbies like, well, I like to cook, I want to sleep, I like to do this, I like to travel. But like, those are things that you wish you can do, or like you do or stuff. I want to get like grown-up hobbies. If that makes any sense. I really want to get grown-up hobbies, because I don't know, I feel like I want to put out energy. So I want to learn, I want to get hobbies like salsa dancing, like languages, like swimming, like, okay, basket making, pottery, picture, like painting, stuff like that. I want to go to events. Maybe not, I don't know if you call them events, but you know when they say, okay, sip and paint? Yeah, I need that to be my new hobby. I need Alliance Francaise to go and learn French, my new hobby. Like, I want to actually go out and network more, meet people more. I want to learn how to swim. Like, I go to the pool, I get into the water, I can't swim. I do that, I cannot swim. I can die anytime.
It's finally time for me to learn how to swim, and there's this female only gym in KD, and I'm going to carry my ass there because they teach you how to swim. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I need me to learn some French. I need to get like external hobbies. Like, I need my energy to be out. Do you get? Like, I'm tired of having hobbies of reading. Yeah, I love to read. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't done it in a minute. But it's time. I feel like we age. I feel so grown up. It's time for me to have external hobbies. I want to go to polo matches as hobbies. I want to go and learn French. I want to learn a new language as a hobby. I want to go salsa dancing. I want to learn how to make baskets. I want to learn how to do pottery. I want to sip and paint. Can you see where I'm going? Some rich, flavorful hobbies. So yeah, you guys should you guys should look into that. But yeah. Kaduna Polo Club are currently having their tournament, and it's going on. It's under November ongoing on my page, and it's going on. It started on 31st of October and it's going on until 12th of November. Sorry, and it's the right vibe. I remember back then when, you know, I was in uni, and I used to work at like football clubs. I used to work at horse racing, polo matches, and stuff like that. I wonder if it's the same vibe. I feel like in Nigeria, it's more or less. You come there, they do what they do, and you have vendors you can just buy from. But my own experience was more like, okay, so you come in, everybody has like their membership and whatnot. Depending on what member you guys are, you get assigned to a certain kind of vibe, like a certain kind of treatment, boxes and whatnot, or general spaces, and you can just be in a general spaces watching, and then they do betting and whatnot, which we don't really do here. And there's no really vendors and stuff. They might be outside in general places, but there are people in boxes, and they get treated to 5-star like treatments with people to wait on them and stuff like that. And it gave very like sophisticated, elegance, like rich vibe. I wonder if it's the same thing. I'm quite interested to know. So if you have any insight into stuff like that, I would really appreciate you to DM me and let's talk. This is just for curiosity, because I want to like compare the experience and whatnot. But yeah, I feel like another thing I would say, if you're this new year, why don't you just like refurbish your plan? Refurbish what you did this year, you know, make a plan for a new year resolution, not just unrealistic plans or like generic ambiguous things like, oh, I'm going to do this, I would have done this. I feel like a concrete plan is nice. Change out your hobbies. I don't know, that's what I'm doing anyways. I like to do what I like to do. Sometimes I just like my company. I'm that introvert, but I feel like I'm going to make active step into getting external externally, like, you know, hobbies that can pour into outwards. And yeah, I don't know, this episode was more of like a chit chat. We're going back to serious episode next week, God willing, or on Thursday. I can't really make promises for Thursday again because I have a 9-to-5 and it can be really stressful. I feel like I'm good with Thursday uploads when it's like a break, when I'm under like a kind of break where I take a break from work and stuff like that. And quite aptly, the next episode is going to be about side hustle. So the topic is the side hustle. I'm going to be talking about juggling creativity with a day job, balancing creative pursuits with the demands of a full-time job, and strategies, you know, exploring time management techniques, setting realistic goals, and finding fulfillment through side projects. God knows this is my side project and I love it. I love podcasting. I've always been a radio girl. I love to podcast, but sometimes the stress of a side job, the stress of it being a side job, I don't even know which one is my side job. I have a main job that is a 9-to-5 and it can be really stressful. And if you don't already know, I'm a lawyer, so you can imagine like how stressful it can get, and to still come up with podcast topics and sit down and balance. But I really do enjoy putting out content for you guys. I really, really, really do enjoy podcasting. So this topic, I feel like, is quite apt. And yeah, I'm going to leave it here. Like I said, today's a beautiful day, and I just want to have the best of it, and I hope that you guys make the best of it. I know it's Monday and we don't like Mondays like that, but I hope that we have a beautiful day ahead. For those vendors who were able to sell their stuff at the Kaduna Buy and Sell, congratulations, and those of you guys who are able to go there and patronize. Sorry for the noise. That's also good. I wish you all a very nice, stress-free week ahead. And y'all see me, or y'all hear from me, when next y'all hear from me. Please do all the good stuff. Like, comment, share. It is easy, see. And yeah, you know what we say here? Toodles.